The summer months in the northern plains were hot and humid. That trend is now shifting to cooler and drier weather. North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network Director Daryl Richeson explains.
I think a lot of our issues the next 10 days will be daytime maximums, more so than minimums, because it's just going to be a lot of cloud cover associated with it next Monday, and then the day after Tuesday. We'll probably, right now at least, it's a ways out there, but looks like we might possibly see a high temperature of only 50.
Richeson says one positive of the high heat and humidity was evaporation. Records were set during the summer months.
Fargo, the coldest high temperature in Fargo this year so far has been 71. Fargo has records that go back to 1881. We've never had a summer where we did not see at least one day with a high in the 60s. Because, you know, I've had a lot of questions about, you know, the rain, and I go, there are definitely exceptions, but most areas haven't been as wet as you think. And, you know, if you're 125% of normal, you know, you should be happy because of how warm it was this summer that still gave you enough moisture.
Richeson will join the Red River Farm Network at the Big Iron Farm Show in West Fargo on Thursday, September 17th. The full event schedule is available at rrfn.com. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.